Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. You made it to another day. You made it to the day where the NBA has returned. Yes, scrimmages are over and basketball is officially back. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. I'm coming to you live Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it's real simple, folks. Rocket Can. Okay, we got a lot to talk about for the next 4 hours. This is when I get going every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk about Mahomes, Jackson. Which quarterback do you want? More than 900 NFL players, they were polled, and they say Lamar Jackson is the best player in the NFL. Mahomes, they say, is fourth. We have some updates when it comes down to college football. Looks like we have some more conferences that are going to adjust to an in-conference-only schedule. Let's see if they'll be able to pull it off. I'll fill you in on who and how they're going to get it done. Rob Manfred. Major League Baseball, every single day it seems that more rules get adjusted. Every single day it seems that something new happens. And this time, it's something with doubleheaders. Rob Manfred looks like he's also picked up, a little bit more authority as the commissioner. We're going to talk about what's going on, what a doubleheader is going to look like, and what authority Rob Manfred has been given to help govern games. It's like Rob Manfred is just out here running or ruining the whole show. Let's see what happens. We will discuss that. Philadelphia Phillies, unfortunately, two folks and as a part of their organization have tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, this is going to have an effect on Major League Baseball going forward outside of what has already occurred with the Miami Marlins. So we will talk about that. And then also later on in the show, we're going to chat it up with Mr. Brandon Steiner of the Collectible Exchange and also of the Steiner Agency. I know a lot of people have been at home digging through trading cards. There was a LeBron James rookie card that just went for $1.8 million. So if you have some sentimental items sitting at home, we're going to talk about how you might be able to cash out, especially now that basketball is back. It's official. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are actually taking on and hosting, I guess you can say hosting, the Los Angeles Clippers down in the bubble in Orlando. Anthony Davis is having a field day right now. He currently has 14 points here in the first quarter, sitting around knocking down plenty of free throws, about eight so far. And it's good to have basketball back. We had the first game of the night of our doubleheader. Utah and the Pelicans, they played a close game. Donovan Mitchell helped close things out late. Zion Williamson only played 15 minutes, but you don't want to wear him out. I mean, this is the same debate that we had earlier in the season about Zion Williamson. You don't want to wear this dude out. You want him healthy for the long run. So for someone who had to step outside the bubble and now come back in, you certainly don't want to kind of wear the tread off the tires before they are ready to go ahead and hit the road. And this has been 141 days. 141 days since we've had NBA basketball. I was actually in Turner Studios. I was getting ready to go on air with Channing Frye to do NBA TV when the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder had their game canceled because Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. And we know he didn't necessarily have the best reputation. Earlier in the week, he was making light of COVID-19, touching the reporters' items and recorders and table and microphones, etc. And then also Donovan Mitchell tested positive. The NBA shut down. And 141 days later, here we are. It's basically been a regular offseason. It's basically been a conclusion of a year, except for we didn't have a draft. We didn't have a lottery. We didn't go through a free agency period. But boom, the NBA is back. And ironically, guess who scored the first points of the season open? Of the Jazz and the Pelicans open? It was Rudy Gobert. So ironically, you can kind of say Rudy Gobert helped stop things. And ceremoniously, he was there to get things up and running again. And it's great to see NBA basketball back. It was pretty cool. I had a chance to see in and out the NBA on TNT with Chuck and Charles and Kenny and Ernie. It was nice. You want to talk about normalcy? That was good. You know, now we can kind of wait for football. That's going to have to be a little bit more than a month. And I hope that the NFL can go ahead and get there in a safe space. Although I do have my reservations that they can go ahead and make it happen. We've certainly seen what's happened with Major League Baseball and their issues. But the NBA, they've made it clear. We have had zero players test positive that are here in this bubble. Okay, if we want to go back to July 13th for NBA players who have come in, zero players. The bubble is a success. And last night we actually spoke about Adam Silver and just the process that the league has gone through to make this happen. And now we get a chance to see 8 games to close out this regular season, to go towards the playoffs, and I have confidence that is going to happen. When I hear about the NFL, and unfortunately we have players who are dropping out or opting out because of potential health issues, whether it be with themselves, whether it be with their family members. You know, when you look at Major League Baseball and it's like the day-by-day trials and issues that they have to deal with, I have confidence that the NBA will complete this season. And watching the product in 2 games here out on the floor, it's like, you know what? This is pretty damn cool to watch. You know, there were plenty of conversations that we had months and months ago before we even knew that the NBA was going to go towards a restart that involved what exactly is the production going to look like? What is an NBA game going to look like with no fans? We've seen Major League Baseball. We've seen cardboard cutouts. We've seen kind of everything except for, you know, like real boos and real situations. You know, certain pitchers, you can expect them to walk onto the mound with an audible groan that in 2020 has been missing. Here in the NBA, we actually have virtual fans powered by Microsoft, of course, that are actually kind of on these video boards watching the games. It adds an element of realism. It adds a people element. I mean, a lot of us haven't had that one-on-one interaction. A lot of us haven't had an opportunity to see human beings. And now you turn on an NBA game and they have made things as normal as possible for the viewing audience. I'd venture to say they've made things as normal as possible for the players who are operating down in a bubble. Some of which, if you're maybe the Lakers, if you're the Bucks, maybe the Raptors, who knows? Certain teams we know aren't going to be around for 8 games. Certain teams are going to be around until we reach the NBA Finals in October. So this is a commitment by the players. This is a commitment by the NBA, and they've done a tremendous job. You look at the scores table, plexiglass is up. You go ahead and you look at the floor and the court. You certainly have the sponsors that are adjusted visually for every single team that steps on, just to the wonders of technology. And then ultimately, the NBA, as they've said before the restart, They are making sure that, yes, they spread and don't stop the message of trying to push forward towards equality. Black Lives Matter is emblazoned right on the court. You can't miss it. You can't miss it when you're reminded when you look at a jersey. I think it was, I don't even know who it was. Somebody walked by and said, "I am a man." I mean, we have a lot of social messages. If you didn't get a chance to see Utah and the Pelicans at the onset and before their game during the playing of the national anthem, every single player I saw, as far as I did, went ahead and took a knee. And their messages aren't going to be lost. You know, we have players like Kyrie Irving who were against a restart. I tweeted out, I'm real interested in seeing what Kyrie Irving is doing right now. But ultimately, I'm glad the NBA is back. I don't think basketball is slowing down the message of equality that we're trying to reach here in the United States of America specifically. And it's good to see basketball. I'll put it that way. I have confidence that they will get through the season. I have confidence, and obviously we see it already, that we're going to have an entertaining product. And I have confidence that we're going to be able to crown an NBA champion despite the NBA playing in Florida, which unfortunately has seen a rise in COVID-19 cases. So when you think about some of the storylines, obviously I want to see if LeBron James can get that fourth ring. Anthony Davis has certainly been getting busy here as the Lakers are pretty much ahead of the Clippers right now. LeBron James is dunking out of his mind. What else is new for a guy who's going to be, 36 later on this year? I mean, LeBron James is pretty damn amazing. It's a wild world that we live in. I want to see what Giannis Antetokounmpo can do with his teammates. There's so many variables on this restart. The Los Angeles Lakers were peaking. No Avery Bradley. Who's replacing? You got a Dion Waiters. You have a J.R. Smith. I mean, Kawhi Leonard comes in and Kawhi Leonard gets started. And he has a slow start to the game. But him and Paul George are still the key cogs for the Clippers. We have a lot to get used to. We have a lot to learn here in this bubble. You know, earlier today I saw comments by Ja Morant with the Grizzlies sitting in that eighth spot. Ja Morant basically said, you know, it's not fair for us to have to battle it out for this eighth seed and go against these other teams like the Blazers who want the spot, the Pelicans who want the spot. And, I had to kind of look at what Ja Morant said and come to the conclusion, guess what, brother? Like, nothing is fair in 2020. Everybody's going to go ahead and get as fair a shot as possible. There hasn't been anything fair about 2020. If you feel that you and the Grizzlies have been disrespected because other teams are going to get that opportunity to close out the year, then too bad. You know, nothing's been fair in 2020. Go ahead and earn your keep. Nobody's expecting anything out of the Grizzlies anyway. I know he said people expected them to be 29th and 30th in the league, and here they are sitting in the eighth spot. But this is the time. Go prove it. I'm glad that the NBA is back. I'm glad that basketball is back. And this is certainly the prove it time. Let's face it. We got a lot of teams right now that aren't necessarily ready to go. We have a lot of teams right now that are trying to get warmed up and get revved up to go on a run. And then we have some teams that are just in the bubble, and give it about 2 weeks, they will be back home. But one team that is trying to go all the way is obviously the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James. Danny Green, sharpshooter, helped the Raptors win a title last year. Right now, he's on the Lakers, and he says he likes where the Lakers are at.
I think we're at a good spot. We're playing pretty good basketball. We're not where we were. Of course not. It's a different roster. It's a different team. And we've had 4 months off. It's a new training camp. It's hard to get that rhythm, that chemistry back that fast. But I think we are looking good. We use all these games, every game, every practice to get better, as well as every team. But we know we have a long ways to go to be that team, the last team standing.
Yeah, they got a long way to go. They're trying to rock and roll all the way to October. But what about LeBron James? This is what LeBron James had to say about just his fitness level. I mean, and getting ready to play some basketball.
That was right there where my body started to get into fifth and sixth and seventh gear into the playoffs. And then it was just complete shutdown. You know, so I'm kind of just getting my body back up. And, you know, the three preseason games helped. While playing two of them, I was able to train yesterday before the game. And then these eight regular season games that we have here will also help on getting my body where I need to get it to going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Los Angeles Lakers were certainly on a roll. We're talking about a squad that basically was 8-2 post All-Star break. LeBron was rolling like you've never seen a guy roll before, almost 25-6-10 assists per game. LeBron James is amazing. And then Anthony Davis, I mean, just for this season, he's averaging 26-9 all by himself. And if you're asking me, I like the Los Angeles Lakers to go ahead and complete the run for a title. It's pretty funny. Last week, we had Smooth Sam Perkins on, former NBA veteran, a big man with a smooth shooting stroke. Big Smooth basically said, listen, and he was saying it facetiously. He's like, we're playing basketball for LeBron James. LeBron James is out here trying to go for his fourth ring. Everybody else basically has to get in line. And now that basketball is back, I'm comfortable that we can have a real basketball conversation. First of all, are you excited that the NBA is back? Second of all, who do you think is going all the way to the finals? Who is going to lift the Larry O'Brien trophy? It sounds crazy to say that. I actually have confidence that that's going to go down in October. I like the Lakers. I think we have the Lakers. I think we have the Milwaukee Bucks in the finals. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a team in the East like the Raptors just because of continuity. Just from last season, even without Kawhi Leonard, that they can go out there and potentially knock a team off. Philadelphia 76ers are always an interesting squad between Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But ultimately, I think Giannis and those shooters around him, even though guys like Bledsoe are still getting ready, I still think Giannis Antetokounmpo is destined to see LeBron James and the Lakers in the finals this year. And ultimately, I see LeBron James going ahead and taking his fourth ring, especially if Anthony Davis can stay healthy. We know he got poked in the eye, and he's already out here balling out of control. Basketball is back after 141 days. Thank you to the NBA. Appreciate you. But now it's time to open up these phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Basketball is back. The NBA is here. Who do you think is going to win it all? Are you excited that the game is here? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA is back. 141 days after a shutdown. We got 8 games of the regular season. Figure out who gets into the 8th and final spots in the East and the West. Then we move on to a traditional playoff format, where hopefully we have a champion crowned in October. And with the NBA not having one positive COVID test since July 13th, since players got into the bubble, I'm positive and optimistic that they'll be able to see this season through. I'm excited about the games that we've been able to see so far as Utah edged out the Pelicans. And right now, the Los Angeles Lakers, they're above the Clippers right now. And so we have some great basketball on. The presentation looks great. I'm happy that we have basketball back. If I'm looking at all of the competitors, if I'm looking at the teams, if I'm looking at the landscape, I like the Lakers to ultimately win it all. I see them getting the job done over Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. I want to hear from you right now, though. You can find me online, my social media. I'm on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. But the phone line, and this is where we're going right now, so call up. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? It's real simple. Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up, see what you think about the NBA season, and see if you have a winner in mind to hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy. We got Mike calling up from Virginia. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go on ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR. Thanks. I appreciate you taking the call, dude. I'm not a huge basketball fan. I mean, I like it, but I have a lot of friends who are huge. And I definitely think basketball's going to make it to the end. But I am a big hockey fan, and I think because they're in the bubble, they're going to make it through too. Now, baseball, I don't see them finishing. I don't see football finishing. And then just one more thing quick, JR. I think the whole thing, you know, with the kneeling stuff with Kaepernick and all when it started, I think the problem there was most people didn't understand it. They just didn't know that they thought that he was disrespecting the flag, but that wasn't it at all. And I think more people understand that now, and they have no problem with that. It's like Drew Brees and stuff, you know, because relatives, you know, the flag, people dying.
Sure.
All the wars. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I think definitely we have a higher awareness of what's going on in the country. I think some people understand. Some people have now changed and recognized and changed their viewpoint. And some people haven't. And that's they're well within their right to do so. But the NBA has stood steadfast that this is a message that they're going to share while the league continues to go on. And I think it's going to continue to go on into October. Mike, I appreciate you for calling up from Virginia.
One more thing.
Well, I got a lot of callers, Mike. I got a lot of folks.
Okay, I'm going to make it quick. But, I mean, with NASCAR and stuff, it already showed it. I know. And I'm just saying that I have a lot of friends, too, but
yeah.
I would say 9 out of 10, they've changed their point of view on that.
Okay.
Because, and I think that's a good thing. So, you're right. Well, we have made progress.
All right. Mike from Virginia, thank you so much. Progress is a good thing if we can actually get some. Let's talk to Dan calling up from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the return of the NBA season?
JR, I just want to say this, man. I love your show. I'm a big fan. I don't know. It just seems like everybody's sleeping on the Bucks, and I don't get it. I mean, you know, additions of, you know, obviously Brooke was there and you know, Giannis. But additions like Wesley Matthews, I mean, people sleep on, like, Dante DiVincenzo. You know, they just got the pieces there. Their defense is second to none, and I think that's what it boils down to. I mean, Giannis is going to get his points. You know, let's not forget Middleton is like a 40% from three, 50
yeah.
some from the field.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, is a 40-50-90 top player.
Yeah, a lot of people sleep on the Bucks, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you, Dan. I don't think anybody is sleeping on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's universally known that they are probably the best team in the East. I don't know how you can necessarily sleep on a team that's been sitting in the number one overall spot. And it's just a matter of them getting over that hump. It's like, okay, you have the opportunity. Are you now going to snatch it? We know who and what Giannis is. It's can Giannis go to another space and another level over the next several months? And it's are the players that you mentioned, you know, DiVincenzo, what have we seen from him when the time is really on the line in the playoffs? So we don't know. You know, what is Eric Bledsoe going to do? Is at what condition is he going to be in? You know, Wes Matthews, what are all of these ancillary pieces going to do around Giannis? And that's what it boils down to. I don't think anybody is sleeping on the Bucks. I just think it's a matter of, okay, we know who you are. We know what you got. Are you going to be able to get over the hump? Because I think this is going to be extremely telling this season, even though it's a slap together one that we had to get to complete. But this is going to be very telling about the roster around Giannis, whether or not they can go and actually win a title and not just compete for one.
JR, if I can say one thing.
Shoot.
He's very humble, Giannis is. But if there's anybody who's going to look LeBron in the face and say, I will take you on one-on-one, it is him.
Oh, I don't think that. I don't doubt that at all. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, these are professionals and these are competitors. I appreciate you for calling up from Wisconsin, Dan. You be well.
You as well.
Thank you. Appreciate. Shout outs to Dan. He's riding for the home team. And I mean, yeah, of course, I don't expect to see Giannis Antetokounmpo out there and just saying, okay, this is LeBron James. All reverence to LeBron. I gotta give LeBron James too much respect. We've seen players go at LeBron James plenty. I saw a rookie, Jason Tatum, go at LeBron James, and he gave LeBron James the business. Okay, so I don't think it's all that unusual to see competitors go out and compete. We got Kevin calling up from Michigan. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
JR, discovered your show a couple of weeks ago. Listen consistently. It's what I look forward to in that last hour of work when I get home. But, yeah, I do agree. LeBron and the Lakers, that's the mountain that everybody will have to climb. I'm a big Sixers fan, and I'm looking forward to the battles that are going to take place in the East. I think there are going to be some very good games in the East, and I'm really excited about that.
No, I get that. What are your thoughts on the Sixers? I mean, outside of Embiid and Simmons, there's a lot of ancillary pieces that you kind of go, huh?
Yeah. The thing with the Sixers that concerns me, there are a lot of ifs. If Joel stays healthy, if the rotation goes right and those pieces come together, which they haven't been together a whole lot, I think the Sixers can make a lot of noise. Ultimately, who they'll have to beat in the end would be the Bucks. I think they're going to be some good teams. The Celtics, the Pacers, the Bucks, Toronto. I mean, there are some good battles ahead, and I'm really excited about watching those.
We're certainly going to get some good matchups in the East. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you listening in Michigan. You be safe and you be well.
All right, you too, man.
No doubt about it. Kevin, I'm just trying to help people get through the night. I'm trying to help you finish up work. I'm trying to help you get through work. I'm trying to help you make some money. You're making a few dollars, give me a commission. I will gladly take some dollars. And when it comes to the 76ers, oh, man, I don't know. I feel like they had a better roster, you know, maybe years before when you had actual shooters around him. You know, Shake Milton is developing as a player. Josh Richardson is Josh Richardson. I don't expect anything out of him. Tobias Harris is going to put up numbers, and then there's Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. You know, I'm not all that excited about the other elements. Al Horford, you don't know how and where he fits in with the squad. So 76ers have some question marks, and they may look good. They may stay competitive. They're going to go with their two stars, and their two stars have to, at the same time, gel and kind of meld at the same time. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you excited about the return of the NBA? Who do you think is going to win the finals? I'm going to continue taking your phone calls. And then we had an interesting comment. A former All-Star had something to say about the MVP award on Zach Gelb's show. We'll talk about that as well. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can hit me up online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. We're talking about the return of the NBA. The Lakers and the Clippers, they're going at it right now. Second full game of the restart, the Lakers are leading 54-52. Anthony Davis, 20 points. Kawhi Leonard, 19 points. And ultimately, I think this is a preview of the Western Conference Finals. I think the Lakers definitely have an opportunity to go ahead and take it. We're taking your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're loving basketball, that's great. We got more, okay? We have more coming up on CBS, more sports, okay? Next weekend, the best golfers in the world head west. You can watch it on CBS for the season's first major. Will Brooks Koepka take home his third consecutive Wanamaker Trophy, or will someone else step up to take their place in history? It's the PGA Championship. It's live August 8th and August 9th on CBS. So slowly but surely, sports are starting to come back. Not everything is a disaster like Major League Baseball. Okay, let's talk some more basketball. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. We got Jason calling up from Washington, D.C. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, champ?
I'm great. What's on your mind, Jason?
Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Shoot, go ahead.
I'm not excited for basketball to be back, man, just because they follow suit and made it more than basketball, man. They put all the political stuff out there on the floor, man. Black Lives Matter, all these political statements on the back of the jerseys. Man, listen, me and a bunch of other Americans, man, just want to get away from all this, man. We just want to see sports, man. We just want to see something that is not CNN, Fox News, Facebook, Instagram. We want to get away from it, man. We want to see basketball, and that's all we want to see. And we're being inundated with all this stuff. And we're doing it. We're doing the same thing, man, on your sports talk show, man, with you supporting all that, man, and saying it's a good thing they're keeping it alive and all of that. Man, listen, they don't need to keep it alive in sports, man. They need to kill it.
Well, I agree with – well, I don't agree with what you're saying. I definitely disagree with it. You know what? And this is a matter of opinion. But at the end of the day, I always view sports as a microcosm of life. You know, the athletes who participate, the people who put it together – you know, they're not robots. It's not it's not NBA 2K. It's not NBA Live. You know, these are real human beings who have to deal with these issues. And it's not just about the political issues. It's also the health issues. These are things that the athletes have to deal with. These are things that they have to reckon with and deal with at home. So, you know, I can understand someone who, quote unquote, wants all of the athletes to stick to sports, or someone who wants an escape from what they consider to be a political message. I don't think this is a political message. I don't think talking about COVID-19 is a matter of, what the media puts out for you to consume. I don't think this is a matter of, you know, anybody's political leanings of left or right. This is all strictly a matter of reality, and there isn't any element of it that, you know, escapes the world. The world doesn't operate in a bubble. So I can understand anyone who wants an escape, or anyone who is tired of hearing about Black Lives Matter, or people are tired of hearing about a political stance, and I can understand that. But I can also understand people who are tired of being mistreated, and people who are tired of fighting for equality, tired people who are tired of having to argue with people who feel that there isn't any problems. So I think that's a reverse way to go ahead and look at it. But speaking for myself and my show, I'm not going to reject reality. I'm going to look at things the way they are. Do you think I enjoy talking about Black Lives Matter? I would much rather the world be an equal place for everyone. I'm not going to ignore the issues, and sports does not operate in a silo. Sports is not in an exclusive space just strictly here to entertain us. These are real human beings with real life issues that live in the world just like us. They may have different issues, but they're human beings too. And I'm not going to ignore athletes who want to utilize their platform for something that can move forward to good. Not at all. We got Steven calling up from Alabama. Steven, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts? Are you happy that the NBA is back?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Can you hear me?
I can't. What's going on? You okay, Steven? This thing's fine.
Yeah, no, it sounded like it was cutting out. That last call, though, I just want to make a quick comment on that. My comment is that I'm not going to make a comment on that, because that's like the political stuff. So like, okay. But I just want to talk sports. So
we'll do it. Well, who's going to win the title, Steven? You okay? I mean, you all right? Who's going to win the title? Tell me that one.
Yeah, man. Well, I think the Bucks are coming out of the East, and I think the Lakers are going to come out of the West, and I think that the Lakers are going to win it. At least I hope so. Because I want to see LeBron get one. But my question to you was, if he does get a fourth ring, it would be his fourth, right?
Be his fourth ring. Yes, it would, Steve.
Right. Like, would that elevate him into the Mount Rushmore status?
Oh, well, Steve, I think LeBron James is already universally accepted and known as one of the best basketball players ever. At this point in time, most people look at LeBron James as being either the best ever or not too far behind Michael Jordan. And I know we have a lot of opinions that differ when it comes to LeBron James and where he stands. But ultimately, if he can squeeze out a few more years, you know what's not surprising? That LeBron becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer. You know what wouldn't be surprising? If LeBron James picks up another ring. I mean, LeBron is continuing to go through his career, check boxes, to continue to establish his own greatness and cement his own legacy. So whether or not LeBron gets a fourth ring this season, does that put him on a Mount Rushmore? Shoot, LeBron is there already. He's one of the greatest of all time. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. Appreciate you, Steve, for calling up from Alabama. You know, we got a lot of people with a lot of different opinions about LeBron James. And you know what? When we come back next hour, I want to talk about that a little bit more. We see Kawhi Leonard lighting it up right now for the Los Angeles Clippers, running around with 19 points at halftime. But, you know, this is LeBron's time. A lot of the focus, the majority of the focus, is on someone who's been the best player for the past 15 years in the league. Someone who's been around cementing his legacy as one of the best, and that's LeBron. But another conversation that's been going on about LeBron is obviously the MVP. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo will go ahead and win it. And Marcus Johnson, who was a multiple-time All-Star for the Milwaukee Bucks, he was on Zach Gelb's show yesterday, and he spoke about the MVP award, and he made a case for Giannis. Listen to what Marcus Johnson had to say.
My thing, man, is I've been this way for years and years and years. Ever since the Karl Malone beat out Michael Jordan, it was a media collusion. All the media got together to tell him that Michael's won it enough. Karl's had a great year, a comparable year. Let's give it to Karl. He wasn't the MVP. My thing is, like, wait until the playoffs are over with electronic and computerized voting. Wait till it's all said and done. And Giannis may still be the MVP. Even if the Bucks were not to win a championship, then he could still have a great postseason and be deserving. But if you base it on the regular season, you can't give it to anybody else but Giannis. Even though LeBron came on strong late, Giannis's consistency from day one. I mean, the guy averaged almost 30 points a game, 14 rebounds, played just under 31 minutes a game. Come on, give me a break. I mean, Giannis, and defensively, we're talking about Giannis as one of the top two or three candidates for defensive player of the year. So you look at what he does at both ends of the floor, it's hands down Giannis Antetokounmpo back-to-back this year and well-deserving.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be and is deserving of the MVP. If we would have had a completed season, if we would have had more time to go ahead and see LeBron light it up, I think the pendulum would have swung towards LeBron James. But ultimately, if we're going to go ahead and count the MVP with the games that we saw so far, then I believe Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to walk away with the trophy. I believe Giannis Antetokounmpo is the MVP. Now, I don't know if I want to go as far as saying, let's go ahead and make the playoffs count for the MVP. That hasn't been the case. That's not what the award is measured for. But at the same time, why are we going to count these 8 games towards MVP? And I certainly don't believe in automatically now taking what happens in the playoffs and kind of saying, hey, this guy's the MVP. You know, that's why we have a finals MVP. Who helped you get there? What did you help us win? And you have a lot of folks who can look at a finals MVP as more prestigious than a regular season MVP. A lot of people remember both. But let's not go ahead and make the playoffs count. One thing that I also believe is not going to happen this year, it's a possibility, but I don't think we'll be able to see, some Cinderella team go out on a run. I don't think we're going to have that. It'll be exciting, and unfortunately, the Houston Rockets, I really wanted to see what they would be able to do just running and gunning with a bunch of short dudes. But ultimately, and I say short, they're 6'5", 6'7". But unfortunately, Eric Gordon went down with his ankle, and it'll be exciting. But I think ultimately this season, like every other year, the cream will rise to the top. I don't think the Celtics will go on a run. They'll go out fighting. I don't believe in the 76ers. I believe the best teams that we have will go out and compete and win. And I know we had a caller up. He called from Wisconsin. He said, listen, nobody's paying the Milwaukee Bucks attention. Nobody's paying the Bucks attention. No, I don't think that's the case. I think if any team is being overlooked for what they can do, I would look towards Toronto. And I probably would still give Milwaukee the edge. We got Adam calling up from Oregon. Adam, I know what you want to talk about. I'm going to guess it's the Blazers, right?
City, JR, yeah.
I figured, man. What's on your mind about the season so far and then what the Blazers can do?
I don't know. I know they lost their scrimmages, but I'm kind of hoping they were just holding back. And from what I was seeing, they were definitely trying to give a lot of guys different minutes. But, you know, these guys have all played together for a while, got all the pieces back. We have some potential to see Nurk at power forward, maybe, making some baskets around the rim. I'm just hopeful for Portland. I Pelicans lost. That's step one. So just keep seeing the teams around us lose is, I think, what we want to see. And huge game tomorrow, right?
Yeah, well.
The Blazers against the Grizzlies. So that's the team that we've got to topple.
The Blazers certainly have a lot of talent to get the job done, at least be competitive. Let's see how they can roll. Adam, I appreciate you for calling up from Old Trail Town. Thank you. Shout-outs to Adam from Oregon. It's terrific. I'm happy that the NBA is back. I'm happy that it looks like we'll have a completion of the season. I'm happy that the NBA hasn't had COVID cases in their bubble since they restarted. I'm happy that we don't have cheating and guys fighting and arguing and throwing baseballs at each other. It's nice to have NBA basketball back after 141 days. Okay, we had a caller who brought up LeBron James. He talked about Kawhi Leonard. He talked about LeBron's legacy. When we come back, we're going to spend some more time talking about what's going on in the NBA, specifically LeBron James. You know, that was a good question to call or post. What does a fourth ring do for LeBron's legacy? Does it change it? Are you still looking at him the same way? Is he now one of the greatest? Is he the greatest ever? We're going to talk about it some more as well as take more of your phone calls. I see you, Mike, from Colorado. Don't you move. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.